I live in the woods, dead center of the triangle formed by the cities of Grand Rapids, Hibbing, and Big Fork, Minnesota. I don't mind telling you this because even if you took out a compass to triangulate where that was, you'd still get lost trying to find me. Several dirt roads in our area have the same name, and some of the nearby logging roads you see on county maps were actually abandoned decades ago. We like to say that we live 27 miles from everywhere, and that's mostly true, except for one thing. There is a way to get to Hibbing that covers just 25 miles. We call it the back way. The back way goes overland with half a dozen 90-degree turns, half dirt road, half paved, and yet still somehow comes out shorter than driving down to Nashwauk and taking the freeway. A wrong turn could put you in Chisholm, Kelly Lake location, Togo, or even Canada. The only way to learn the right turns is to ride with someone who already knows. The back way cuts through the heart of Hibbing Taconite. Some mornings, the only other vehicles you see are the 240-ton haul trucks crossing an overpass, which has been spray-painted in big block letters with words that rhyme with duck stew. Someone tried to paint a line through those words with a different color paint, but you can totally read it, clear as day, and I suspect that it will remain true until the paint wears off. Sometimes I see things like this and get outraged that no one cares, but I kind of like seeing this one on the back way. The back way is all about humility. For most of the mid-2000s, every stop sign on the back way was defaced to say, "Don't stop believin'." One time I stopped along the side of the road to record a video about mining, and within 2 minutes a pickup screeched by to make sure I wasn't the guy painting the signs. I wish I was, but I wasn't. About 4 miles of the back way run parallel with the giant berm, blocking the view of Hibtac's pit from the highway. For years, I wondered what it looked like up at the top of the berm, which is guarded by porous gates and rusted no trespassing signs. Did I ever sneak up to see the tailings pond and access road on the other side? I'll never tell. The back way weaves through the mining locations of Latonia and Kerr. These towns are part of Hibbing, sort of. They're like samples of 100-year-old residential neighborhoods pulled up from the downtown and dropped in the woods next to the mine. No stores, just houses. They used to rent some of these houses out to dozens of miners at one time, some sleeping in the same beds on shifts. Now there's a satellite dish on the roof, and some walls were knocked out so that kids who grew up 30 years ago could have their own rooms. Same siding, though. The best part of the back way is how it leads you into Hibbing, on an unassuming street on the west side. No entrance sign, no welcome. You're just there, waiting at the stop sign on First Avenue. Old lady crossing the street, let her pass. What's the hurry? You save 2 miles. I don't mind telling you this, but use discretion. We don't want too many people clogging up the back way. Oh, and make sure they're not blasting the day you take the back way. You might have to wait.